Does he have one for every single one of them? Gosh.
He's got them prepared. Please,
this is worse than the game. He really did plan this. What should we do? Welcome to New Game Plus. You are listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
I'm Nolan.
And this is episode 162, and it is a Patreon pull.
Yeah.
Exciting moments.
Special episode.
That's always fun. For those of you who aren't aware of what a Patreon pull is, we occasionally give our loyal supporters who support us on patreon.com with some
HTTP://.
This is not 2008.
We're
Dustin.
Protected. All right, keep going.
They support us on Patreon as just a way of saying thanks for making this podcast. And we say thanks for helping us continue to make it great. And we do that by doing things like giving input from our viewers into the content of the show. So that was the most words in the world to say that a Patreon pool lets some of our viewers vote on which games they want us to play. Whereas normally we pick totally randomly. In these weeks, we pick from a list that is curated by our listeners.
Yes. Why say things in five words when you can say them in 50?
It's true.
So
the anti-Kevin.
This is our Patreon pool where we selected from a much smaller list of games. We could have played so many.
Don't
spectacular,
talk about it.
Incredible, stellar games.
Still salty.
And so we will find out soon what game we picked. But in other news, they're making a Sonic movie.
Okay. Wait, are they actually, or is this like a setup?
No, it's real.
It's real, Kenny.
It's for
we
real?
We saw the teaser images. We didn't think they were real.
No, because they look absolutely ridiculous.
Is it animated? At least tell me it's animated.
No, it's not.
If you, like Kenny, didn't know, the producers of The Fast and the Furious are creating a live-action movie where Sonic is voiced by Ben Schwartz and Dr. Robotnik is voiced by Jim Carrey, which, hey, cool cast, but terrible idea even more terrible reception so far.
I actually think you have to be joking.
No, it's not a joke.
This is real life.
It's worse than real life, Kenny. You've got to see the images. The one thing that is bringing old school Sonic fans and new school Sonic fans together is their hatred for these images that are coming out so far.
Oh, I was going to say. Yeah, it's just, this might be the worst idea ever. It's so bad.
Kenny, are you pulling up the image?
No, I'm not. I'm afraid to. I feel this has the potential to be a worse remake than really, really well known for being bad remakes. Like this will be worse for the fandom than what was the one? Oh my goodness! Shyamalan ruined it so hard.
Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Yeah. Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Oh.
Like,
yes.
I feel like this could be worse than that.
It will be up there with the Mario, the real life Mario movie from the 90s.
Yes, it will be right up
there.
But that
was the 90s. They had an excuse.
2019.
Exactly.
You'll have to see the image, Kenny. It's all throughout our Discord where we've been talking about it with our friends this whole week. But
no.
There's this, just an awful rendition of the hedgehog. They're trying to make him, you know, like more like realistic.
Human.
So. Bad proportions, weird eyes, thick, manly, hairy legs. It's really awkward.
Kenny, it's like a man's legs with blue hair.
I try not to click around because I'm like worried about it being noisy.
Yes.
But this is worth me literally like scrolling my mouse.
We need live reaction.
Yeah, I'm trying to sacrifice my production value of the podcast just to see what we're talking about.
What's actually so ridiculous about this too is that at this point we all know that it's a meme to make fun of the Sonic series because of how crappy it got. And now we have this to add to the list, because why not? Let's just butcher it even further.
The thing that sucks is I love both of those like guys, Jim Carrey and Ben Schwartz. I think that for voices, that's who you wouldn't want anyone else to do Sonic and Dr. Robotnik. But just with what they've tried to recreate with this whole live action feel, well, just go cartoon, right? Like, you don't have to go.
No. Just go cartoon.
No, this is not real life.
I know. I thought it was a joke too.
Like,
for
they
sure
took the body of like an Olympic sprinter.
Yes.
Which one are you looking at?
A giant. So
are you looking at the silhouette?
Honestly, the silhouette is the like popular one.
Yeah. So there's the silhouette, and then there's one that came out after that I was confident was fake, and that's sitting at a bridge with legs in it. Crazy.
That was so fake.
That one's real.
I know, but the legs on it are so stupid looking.
I can't understand.
And for the record,
this.
He's not just wearing red. He's just wearing red sneakers. He wears like pointy red shoes in the game. Get it right.
Well. They had to make some changes bringing him to the real world, or did they?
Then it was a mistake.
So, as you can probably see on the poster, Kenny, it's set to release late next year in time for Christmas. So it can be an early Christmas present next year for you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Just a heads up, speaking about Christmas, we are not taking a break for Christmas this year. We will have our regularly scheduled episodes through the remainder of the year. We love Christmas, but we want to celebrate Christmas with you. So 100%. Although we're not off for Christmas, we are off to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Like in our retro game of the week, the Wizard of Oz.
Overview.
The Wizard of Oz is a movie and a play and a book and a video game that we played this week. Came out in 1993 for the Super Nintendo. According to Wikipedia, it's an action-adventure with puzzle-solving elements, but it's a platformer, and
You're not going to have action nor adventure in this game.
Or fun, but we'll get to that. it's a platformer, and it's just a video game skin of Wizard of Oz. It starts off with Dorothy singing the song, and then here comes the tornado twister.
Sorry, hurricane.
Hurricane.
I seriously called it a hurricane in my first play, didn't I?
It came all the way up from the Atlantic to Kansas.
When you guys pointed that out, I felt like such an idiot moron.
The thing is, you didn't just do it once. Like, you doubled down and made sure that we knew that it was a hurricane.
Kenny, in true Kenny fashion, he doubles down on stuff.
You
like
gotta
that.
You got to double down sometimes. And here's the thing. Maybe we're not in Kansas anymore. Kenny, therefore, we could
think
be
about
in Florida.
This.
Triple
think
down.
Think about this.
You don't know.
Do you want to say this?
He tripled down.
No, it's clearly a tornado, and I'm just dumb.
Speaking of doubling down, Kenny had to record two first plays.
Oh, gosh.
Or a first and
in
a second
Kenny
play.
In true Kenny fashion.
You got to see kind of his second experience with the game. However, I think he did much better the second time than the first time.
Well, I also think
I actually didn't get as far. I did better with like the mechanics of the game, because this game is weird and frustrating, as we'll clearly talk about some. But I literally didn't get as far the second time, even though I understood how the game worked a little bit better.
Well, I think the first one's, I mean, we're not going to release it unless y'all want
to. People's ears want to bleed.
It's funny because it just starts, and the menu music is the theme from Wizard of Oz, and it's just blasting, and you can't even hear Kenny's voice. You can faintly
so
hear
quiet.
Him under the song. It's so good.
So I think, does everybody know The Wizard of Oz, by the way, like the 1939 movie, or do you need to take a moment?
No, listen, I considered this week. There are probably people listening that don't know this movie.
That's not true.
I think that might be true.
It's a common enough, popular enough movie that we can assume that there is a general knowledge of it for most people.
But not everyone was alive when it came
out.
It's
old, man.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I probably am an old crotchety man, and the kids need to get off my lawn and watch the classic movies, but I don't care. It's not worth explaining. Like, go watch the movie if you haven't.
Yeah, no, I'm with you for sure. People know about the movie. It's Dorothy Gill, right, in Kansas, not in Kansas anymore. Toto, Hurricane, House
Witch.
Goes Away.
I'm melting.
Girl goes to this crazy world with Oompa Loompas. Field, that's a different one.
Different,
yeah, that was close. Field of Poppies, Flying Monkeys, yeah, the whole thing.
The Wicked Witch of the West. That's the plot.
This was my favorite movie growing up, like as a little kid. I watched it a lot.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah. I watched it a whole lot.
It's a classic movie. It was the 1939, Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz came out in the same year. Yeah, nostalgic classics, powerhouses when it comes to this. And The Wizard of Oz, the movie, did a lot of things with color that hadn't really been done yet and started out in this kind of, not black and white, more of this like, I don't know what the... what it is, but like this brownish color. And then when Dorothy, yes, that's it. And then when Dorothy gets to this, the world of Oz, of course, everything's in color. And so they try to recreate that here with the game. It at least starts by following that plot, and then it just does a completely new thing.
Yeah. So they tell the story very loosely and very rushed, but you end up in Oz, and then Glinda the Good Witch bubble floats up and is like, you possess the ruby slippers, blah blah blah, you need to get to Oz. And then here comes the Wicked Witch in another
bubble
bumps her out of the way and is like, yeah, right, I'm the villain, blah blah blah. And then you
I'm
just
gonna
get
steal your dog. That's what she's really about.
She threatens to steal your dog. Which, don't do that. Don't threaten to steal a dog.
She doesn't threaten it. She steals her. Straight up.
Yeah, but you use him immediately.
Wait, is Toto a her in your mind, Kenny?
I mean, no.
Be careful now.
It's a hurricane tornado situation. We don't really know.
Stop.
Yeah, so there's some slight deviations from the movie. However, it's pretty much the same premise, the same setup. And then you're set out to explore these four different countries, multiple different stages each, to collect your friends, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion, in an attempt to rescue your dog and just get to the Emerald City and make it back home. The end.
The end. I failed to mention, but if you care, it's developed by Manly & Associates, and it was published by Seta Corporation.
Gameplay.
So it's just like the movie. Just go watch the movie and you know the game.
What?
No.
Yeah, we can move on.
You can't say that.
The movie, you don't get attacked by chairs, and you don't have to fight off the bluebirds, and you don't have to
lemons?
Dodge lemons that are falling from trees to attack you.
Right. Or let's see, giant mouths full of teeth, like jumping dentures aren't in the movie.
Jumping dentures. That's what it is.
But also in the movie, Dorothy kicks everything.
Right. And she's got this star wand that she doesn't really use at all, and that has limited ammo. So we're explaining what happens in this game, which is nothing like the movie. So you start off immediately. Again, you've got these four different countries that the game takes you to, but with each country, you have seven or eight stages in each of these countries. And a lot of these locations are not going to be familiar to you if you've seen the movie, because in the movie, or if you've read the book, I read something about there was an animated series of The Wizard of Oz, and some of these countries that you go to, some of these locations and stages are from there, but I didn't know there was an animated series.
But I think some are completely made up as well.
Yeah.
Is my understanding.
And being an action adventure platform or whatever they try to call it, you are Dorothy Gale, this young girl who's going around in her gingham blue and white dress, kicking everything that comes your way, or at least trying to. The witch at the beginning gives you
a wand. It's a wand.
A rod.
Instead of rod. That can get ammo in the form of these yellow gems that you can shoot out.
Are they the yellow bricks?
No.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
No, you also have to collect bricks, though.
Which
are different.
While you're fighting all of these random things that are coming at you, and we'll mention more throughout this episode, I'm sure, you're also collecting a whole slew of things. They just try to throw everything in here. So, like I said, you've got to collect these yellow gems, and that's your ammo to be able to shoot out of your wand, but you're limited. I think with each one that you collect, you can only shoot like maybe three, five things. But then you've got to collect different bricks, which I actually thought was creative. We can come back to that, but there's different colored bricks. In the first country, it's yellow bricks. In the second country, it's red bricks, etc. And then you can collect like different power-ups to your shoes and tickets, which you don't find.
Yeah, you can turn them into Air Jordans.
They do hover for a while. And then you get these tickets, which you don't find out until the very end of the game, that you need 6 of 4 different colors to get into the Emerald City and actually beat the game.
So if you get there and you don't have those.
And find them.
He just says it as you're setting it up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm answering this question. It was pretty obvious where he was going.
That's exactly where he's going. But yeah, you... This whole game, well, the game is set up where you are supposed to, I don't know about it, supposed to, but allowed to backtrack and visit places that you've been before. You can go to a stage endlessly and even end the stage early by just going out the screen the way that you started.
I would say supposed to, because as much as we might argue that it's poor design, because of how limited your ammunition is, if nothing else... Let alone, you know, lives and other collectibles and having to go back to progress in the game if you miss a ticket or whatever. You often, on a practical level, are having to go back to some of the starting early simple levels and replay them again just to collect enough ammunition to feel like you can even handle playing some of the later levels.
Well, and I actually did that for the bricks. So I'm going to give credit where credit is due in this game. And the bricks are a collectible that I thought was actually kind of cool. In between the countries, and I hope that you guys at least got to the second country.
I did.
But in between the countries, you have to travel from the left of the screen to the right of the screen across these huge gaps, these huge chasms. And you collect these colored bricks throughout the stages in the country that you're in, and then it helps to fill in that gap. I think you can get up to 100 bricks, and if you get all 100, you can just walk across. You don't have to jump at all to get to the next country. But if you collect 70 or 60 or 50, then that's going to make the travel from one country to the next that much more difficult, so to the point of where it's even impossible. So you can get to a play, you can get to a stage every once in a while where you can go in, grab a few bricks, exit the stage, come back to the stage, grab the 4 bricks, exit the stage, because they just keep respawning. Yeah. And so I was eventually on one country, I just did that so that I didn't have to really play the rest of the stages, and I could just try to get out of that stage as quickly as possible.
Well, I think that would be a okay mechanic if the pacing of the game wasn't so slow. And I think Dorothy moves very clunky and jumps very clunky. So like,
you didn't think her kick was an effective attack against enemies?
No, it wasn't.
No, the kick
that are
also
flying at your face, even though you can only kick.
No, the
to
kick's
shin
fine.
Height.
The kick is fine. I'm saying you move so slowly though.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, you can't run, which is unbelievable. I spent the first 15 minutes just trying to make myself run, try every combination of buttons that I could. Dorothy only walks one speed. It's insane.
What's nice,
don't rush,
though,
Dorothy.
What's nice is if her like walking around isn't good enough for you, you can jump with her, or you can choose to play some of your other characters that you unlock.
Whoa.
Which one of them isn't even allowed to jump. So, a platform game.
By that's characters so you unlock, that's some language there for something that is just kind of somewhat trivial. Throughout the game, in the different countries, you're collecting your different friends, the ones that I've already mentioned, Scarecrow, Tin Man, and Lion. And once you get them, you're allowed to press select to switch between the different characters, and they handle slightly differently. They each have their
slightly
own health
nothing.
Bar. But like what you said, the Tin Man is too heavy, and in a platforming video game where it requires you to jump, you cannot.
Which, why?
It's ridiculous.
I played as Dorothy the whole time. I switched to Scarecrow maybe once, and I was like, well, that didn't help me, and so I just played as Dorothy. What do you even do as the other characters?
The Lion's pretty cool, because you got that
I didn't get the Lion.
You got that little like claw attack thing, though I do think he's the most ridiculous looking character I've ever seen.
But hey, he's got a heart, you know.
He does. But
you the Scarecrow has a pitchfork that he attacks with, yeah. and I think he's got lesser health, or he takes more damage,
good.
Which is always a good like, thing. They try to balance these in the most weird ways. Like for the Tin Man, he's got his axe, right, that I think does a lot of damage, and I don't know, he can do something else on the attack scene, but he literally cannot jump, and this whole game is about jumping. It's pretty silly. Haven't even talked. Yeah.
Do you think there's a Scarecrow only run, like a speed run?
No, and I'll tell you why. I actually looked up speed runs for this game, and I think for the most part, even by the speedrunning community, it's an abandoned game.
Yikes!
And they play bad.
That's kind of rare.
Surprised.
Yeah, that's surprising.
I'm not actually surprised.
They play weird stuff, and they're like, oh, this is a great game. So I'm a little surprised Bro Cinch is not like, yeah, I'll play that game.
Yeah, you actually, like, I mean, maybe you can do better, but I was not able to find
That's
one.
That's so
which is just
sad.
Which tells you a little bit about, A, how difficult this game is practically, and B, just how popular it is, because, yeah, it's not one that has any kind of following at all.
Can I say something though? So you said the Tin Man doesn't jump and that takes away, but does it? What are you really missing anything? Because in this game, I've never played a game where jumping is more horrendous than this game.
That's
even I can Commander Keen game that. Where you couldn't, or not Commander Keen, but the game where you had to grapple everywhere.
Yeah, where yeah,
the game without jumping is actually has better jumping than this game.
Absolutely, by far, because you could still like launch yourself and do some very creative things. In this game, you can jump, but again, you're not running, so there's very little momentum there. But jumping on platforms is impossible. One of the developers thought that let's make Dorothy have to land on the center on top of every platform she's trying to get to, or she's just going to fall through and not be able to get there.
Oh, and also let's kind of make it difficult to know where the center of that platform is because we want to make it artistic.
Or even which things are actually platforms. There's stuff that looks like it's just
like a mushroom,
like visual dressing that you can jump on. And then there's stuff that clearly looks like it should be a platform and it's not, or you think it's not because you try and jump on it four times, but because you were falling at slight bit of an angle instead of straight down on it, you fall through it. And so it's impossible to know where you're supposed to go.
And then also, let's make it to where when you're on an upper platform that you can't jump down to a bottom platform that is under you. You have to go all the way back to the left or further to the right, if even possible, to get down to the lower level because you can't hold down and press jump and go through the platform like you can in virtually any other platforming video game.
Ever. Here's the thing, though. I did like the Yeezys that you get.
That quit saying that and making it cool.
No, hover shoes. It was kind of fun using that on some stages.
She looks like an idiot.
It does look a little ridiculous.
I don't care what she looks
like. It
looks like
the game is glitching.
I don't care what she looks like. There's some of these stages are vertical, so like you're climbing up and platforming up, and so it was nice to be able to like fly to across the screen at points. I don't know.
Okay,
it was unexpected.
Here's what I think. I think like a lot of bad games that we've played.
Hey, this game's not bad.
Okay, yeah, you got jokes. Like a lot of bad games that we've played, this one had a couple of ideas that could have been good, but that were just terrible. I include the floaty shoes in that. I include the jumping into other character forms and having unique character abilities in that.
And I include the bricks.
Yeah, the bricks totally could, can be a fun mechanic. I'll even include the mini games, which we haven't talked about, which are these little puzzles where you get to play as Toto, which was kind of fun. He's
who is
cute.
Kidnapped, mind you, because
right,
how do
but,
you play
yeah,
as him?
Yeah, he's working to help you out from the other side of reality. It makes sense somehow.
There's so many different mini games and they're just random.
They are.
Yeah, one of them was called Toto versus Mice, and you just hop and dodge mice and get to the end, and it takes maybe 2 seconds and you beat it.
Yeah, a couple of puzzles that are kind of fun. Some that are sort of like randomly based that make it, depending on your playthrough, like more difficult than it should be. But for the most part, when those came along, I was like, ooh, let's see what mini game they had. And so, again, I thought it was an idea that could have been great, but that just fell super flat.
Did I fail to mention that you can't attack while you're in the air?
So, nah, you didn't mention that, but we can.
While you didn't, but we probably
while
should point
you're
it
jumping,
out.
You can't hit anything, and so there are literally times where you have to jump into an enemy because there's nothing you can do. You haven't triggered them yet, so they can't move, and you can't. You don't have any ammo, which is your only way to attack things at a distance, and so you just have to jump into them.
And like we talked about, not knowing what things are platforms. Sometimes you don't even know what things are enemies.
Absolutely.
There's
like,
little
like
stuff
the birds,
that runs
I thought
around.
The birds were nice.
Yeah, that look innocent.
Birds,
and then,
mice. And
yeah,
there's
you'll
things,
take random damage.
Even on different planes, like something that's on a further back plane, like on the fence post, for example, those mice are on a fence post behind you if you're walking on the foreground, and they still hit you.
Yeah,
there
it's
are
unreal.
So many enemies. Listen, there was one stage where I had... At one time, three unicycle riding plants lobbing seed grenades at me while two blackbirds were swooping down at my head, all while two more springing pumpkins were angrily bouncing their way towards me. And it was too much to handle.
And that's just par for the course.
At least it was like on par for, or on brand, I'll say, for Oz. I mean,
well, no,
Return
Oz
to Oz gets
weird,
really weird.
But like, it's trippy, but it's not like a bad, evil, impossible platforming trip. I don't know.
Can we end the gameplay section?
Yes.
What if I was just asking that? No. Can we end the gameplay section by talking just briefly about the boss battles? Because
My goodness.
Not that they're good, but we just go silly again. So, yeah, your first boss battle is a kick fight with a giant crow wearing a vest.
Right?
I mean, I shot
bricks at him. You kick the first boss until you make him eat crow. I've got more of these. I've got
it was
more
just
of these.
End gameplay.
And thank you for listening to New Game Plus.
the second boss puts the loco in locomotive.
Okay.
Does he have one for every single one of them? Gosh.
He's got them prepared.
This is worse than the game.
The third boss is just really cheesy.
He really did plan this. What should we do?
One, kill him. Two, let's move on to aged.
Aged.
I hate that the graphics look okay.
The graphics don't
look bad, Nolan.
I disagree. No, I think it's a pretty game. I don't think they did level design very well, but the assets that they made, I thought for the most part looked pretty good.
Exhibit A, let's take Dorothy.
No,
for,
Dorothy
let's, like,
looks
let's examine
beat.
Dorothy real quick.
Dorothy looks beat. I'll say that. She looks like she doesn't really look like Dorothy, but the foregrounds and the backgrounds, the enemy variety
are mediocre.
The colors, the look is not what is bad to me.
I had no problem with the look. It didn't quite nail it in my mind, but it's hard to do a visual translation of a game, and you don't want it to be necessarily verbatim. Like, you're making a game out of a movie. Your characters can be a little bit unique. I don't mind that.
Man, and you backpedal. Y'all say different things on other movie games like Aladdin.
I never said it was bad
Kenny
on
said
Aladdin.
That, well, he just said you don't necessarily want it to be verbatim, and I feel like that was a knock That's that a, you had.
No, Aladdin's a whole totally different situation.
Yeah, it is. Anyways, Dorothy looks bunk, and this game looks bunk.
Also, although it was piercing, the songs were all songs that we know and love. Like, it was the actual theme and music. Do you hate me for that one,
no,
too?
No, I actually like you for that one.
Okay.
In fact, kind of a weird experience with the music. I think the second stage, like, not the second, but like the desert vibe one where you're like climbing on rocks kind of early on. You know what level I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. Pillars of Rock. Okay.
With the vultures?
Yes. That
with,
song.
With the cactus cat?
That oh song God. Wasn't. Oh, yeah. What the heck? Kicking cactus cats. That song wasn't from the movie, I don't think, but it was really good. Like,
yeah.
It was a great, like, game song. But the problem also with that is that it did not fit the theme at all. Like, it was just random, like some Arabian song, which I liked, but I don't know why it was in there.
I love that they didn't just do the title song. A lot of these movies will do that. You'll get kind of the one song that's known and nothing else. But this one had a number of the well-known iconic tunes scattered throughout. And they weren't like overly weird video game MIDI version butchered either. I thought there were some tasteful versions of the music. I totally agree.
But it's just one of those platformers that are, I don't even like to call it a platformer because that does a disservice to the other games that truly are platformers. Like, this is only 1993. They had the capabilities to create a much better platformer. Mario World was was years before this one, and Super Metroid was a year after. Like, LOL, because
I know.
You can do much better with platforming, and they did all the wrong things, and they did it intentionally. Like, you don't accidentally make it this way. They play tested it and realized that she was falling through everything, that you can't tell what's what. And they went with it. They're like, this is good.
That's my question. Like, who are they catering to? Because, okay, who really loved The Wizard of Oz in 1993?
Everybody.
Okay, if it was everybody, then how is this catering to a mass audience? This feels very specialized for, like, I hate to say it, but, well, I'll just say children.
Well, I don't think it has to be catering to a mass audience. Like, even our terrible podcast is for a niche group.
I don't think it needed to cater to a mass. I'm not saying it should have. I'm saying, like, who were they catering to? Like, I want to know what they were thinking.
Well, Nolan, you said you thought it might be, like, being built for kids, but I don't feel like it had that vibe at all just because of the difficulty level. If anything, based on the gameplay and assuming that all of these gameplay decisions were intentionally thought through, which is a huge stretch, they would have been building this game for a really, really hardcore gamer because this game is hard.
Okay, but do you think that was what they were going for?
No,
then? Because
I don't.
I do know what. So you think they were just creating it for the general kid?
I think they were just making a game and they had no idea what they wanted to do.
Yeah, that's more like it. I think that that some developer that we barely even mentioned at the start, right? Aren't they wannabe Sega? It's
Marley
like Sega
and me.
Or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, Sega. That's the publisher.
The publisher. Well, someone with money was just like, listen, we need a new video game. How can we make some money? Hey, I know that people like The Wizard of Oz from 1939. That's really all that they gave it. And then they just went with it and tried to create something out of it.
And dude, yeah, it's like around that time, everyone was like, yo, video games are hype. Let's remake every piece of media of all time into a video game. And this was just one of the casualties. This happened so much in the 90s.
The thing that's super weird about this one in particular is that there's, I don't know, this one is so weird. It's different than
it's
any other
really
game we played.
Unique.
Because there are things that they could have done something here. not that anyone would have wanted it. Again, I'm with Nolan to some degree. Like, who's asking for this during 1993? But what they put together had something there, and then they just created the worst platforming game known to man, and then threw thousands of enemies in there. Everything's attacking you. This game wants you to die and will do everything in its power to make it happen, so no kid's going to be able to play this for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
I feel like the company that put this game together had like a really well-rounded set of staff. And then their game developers and game testers all left, and their artists, and you know, were left making this game, and they were like, well, let's make it look good and sound great, but nothing's going to actually work in any way that makes sense for a game. Obviously, that didn't happen, but that's how it feels.
Well, then they succeeded then. Right. They did just that.
If that's what they were going for.
Final thoughts.
At the end of each and every one of our episodes, we determine whether or not the game gets our vote for New Game Plus status, which is our general thumbs up or thumbs down. Do we say to find a copy of this game and play it because you'll enjoy it, or reserve your retro video game time for another retro video game? I'll just begin by saying I'm going to go back to This was a Patreon pool.
Yeah, who submitted this?
Dear Baby submitted this.
Oh, okay.
It was Dear Baby's first submission into the Patreon pool. Some people have been in the Patreon pool since the beginning of the Patreon pool and have not been had their game picked. We've had multiple Ocarina of Times, and we've had various Metroids, and we've had I know someone this time wanted us to play that YS game. Is that Ys?
Yeah, the RPGs.
There's been so many different titles, and we get The Wizard of Oz on the Super Nintendo. There are so many bad movie video game titles, a lot of them for the Nintendo.
Yeah.
Some of them for the Super Nintendo. This had something going for it, and then with the design and what they created, it's worse than all of them. I do not give it my vote for New Game Plus status.
What did Dear Baby vote? What did she feel about it?
We'll have to see if she wrote some commentary.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I'll go next because I don't think any of our answers are going to be a surprise.
How about a little fire, Scarecrow? Go ahead.
Obviously, this game is not New Game Plus status, but I think you're right in trying to just take this opportunity to point out how bad it is. I think this might be, from a gameplay point of view, I think this might be the worst video game we've played yet in all 162. That's how bad I think this game was designed.
I don't know.
Obviously, that's arguable. We've played some very, very terrible games, and there's some exceptions to the rules. I mean, how do you equate this with Color of Dinosaur, whatever? But, like, fundamentally, the gameplay aspects of this game are completely and absolutely terrible. If this game didn't have a save code feature where you could kind of jump through and finish some levels, and if I didn't have save states and a bunch of commitment to having things to talk about, I'd have given up on this game way early because it just does not work. They made a game that looks okay, that sounds okay, with a property that could have had a lot of potential, and they even had some clever ideas, but failed at pretty much every single one of them. And yeah, no New Game Plus. This isn't just a don't play. This is an avoid, and don't even go look up somebody watching them play it, because you just won't care at all.
So that's two affirmatives. Nolan, do you want to end us?
No.
End us?
No.
No, you don't want to end us, or no, it's not New Game Plus.
No, no is what I have to say about the game.
No, that's all you're going to give us here at the end?
That's right.
Well, you heard it here. The Wizard of Oz for the Super Nintendo is not New Game Plus certified. Throw some water on it. Watch it melt, because it is witchy.
It's New Game Plus decertified. We need a special category.
We had a few of our friends write in this week. Jones wrote in and said, I played a little of the game this week. I got stuck early on. The jumping seemed incredibly hard. I find games back then were twice as hard. One hit and you're gone. Now, when you get hit once, it won't affect you, but I guess that's what made games back then more challenging. I like to play this game all the way through, but the game over and starting over would make me lose my mind. I'm glad they made this game, even with the bad jumping and all. I can say that they put time and effort in. I like the design of it, the music and lemons, and when you leave her alone, she twirls her wand. I like her walk, but yeah, I guess her jump could be higher. I think if they give a lot of lives, maybe it would make the game easier. If you think this game is frustrating, you should try Wayne's World on Super Nintendo.
Who wrote that?
I'm not telling you.
I do think the game is super frustrating, but there's a lot of other really terrible games out there. I will say that the lemons falling on you was a kind of fun pun on the whole like lemon drop piece of the song,
the
and I appreciated
top,
it.
But so unnecessary.
Oh, completely. Yeah. But so were all of the enemies. None of them made sense at all.
Antonin wrote in and he said, wow, this game was a trip. I have many negative things to say about it, but because I'm sure you all will cover that, I'll just share the positive stuff. Number one, the flying slippers were a pretty cool mechanic.
Air Jordans, okay, I'll Nolan. Take it.
Number two, the music was actually decent.
We agree.
Okay, we agree.
Number three, that's it.
Same here.
I did a quick YouTube video of my attempts at playing this game, and after that, I couldn't get myself to play it again. I hope others enjoyed it, though.
Thanks for posting that. That's always pretty funny when people.
Oh yeah, I did watch your first play, Anton, and that's always interesting. That'd be super cool if our community just wanted to record their own first plays throughout the week. We'd definitely share that and make sure other people got to see it too. We try to do it on a weekly basis, but you got to see Kenny's this week, and it's not always pretty.
No. When I do first plays, it's a really good example of how to fail at said video game.
Hey, we didn't mention, Kenny, I tried to have you watch it in your second first play, and you ended up watching the second demo. So before you press start on these early games, it usually plays a demo.
Yeah.
Kenny, you need to go back. And guys, if you haven't yet,
I remember
at the very beginning, there's a demo where it's on one of the entry on one of the first stages, and their Dorothy jumps on the first platform and then immediately falls to her death.
And then it goes back to the title of the game being played.
In the demo,
it goes back to the title screen.
It goes back to the title. That's what they knew that it was crap, and so they're like, "All right, we're just gonna put this."
There's something to be said for like if someone doesn't know how a game works, showing that something is a threat. But people are pretty used to platformers at this point. If you fall into Abyss, you're gonna die. That's not news.
Your demo is to try to. Your demo's to try to get people interested in the game.
Absolutely. And they didn't show off any of the other skills. She just jumps and then jumps to her death. It's the worst.
Toto versus lobsters.
Ooh, I'd play that game. We didn't hear from Dear Baby, but she still made us play the game. But we can't be too mad at her. Or can we?
Nah, it's her favorite movie. I don't think she likes this game, though.
And it's her first submission, and she's a producer, so we'll give you a pass, but you only get one of those. Thank you guys for writing in. We're going to put The Wizard of Oz not only to the side, but I don't really want to think about it again.
Nah. Flush it.
And we're going to randomly select our next retro video game from our giant retro master list. We love your game submissions. We add games in there weekly from viewer submissions. It can be any game, any console, any genre. It just has to be 15 years old or older. And from that list, we are randomly selecting what game we'll be playing for the next 7 days. Randomizing now. $19.97. PlayStation.
Good console.
Anime.
I love it.
Bandai.
Whoa, wait, hang on. I really love it.
We are Bandai playing Namco? The game called Dragon Ball GT Final Bout.
Okay.
It's a
interesting
fighting game.
Turn. I thought it was going to be Tekken for a second. We said Bandai. But
this
that's
could be fun.
Sick. Yeah. It's a fighting game.
Right? Kenny, yes, it's a fighting game.
Yeah.
Kenny, for sure not. You weren't into Dragon Ball, correct? It was too.
No.
You're too old.
It was in my time. It just.
Right. Well, no, it wasn't because it just missed me too. It was my brother. But Nolan, your prime, right?
Yeah. I would say it's not my favorite anime, but for sure I watched it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this week, find a copy of Dragon Ball GT Final Bout and play it along with us on the PlayStation.
Come hang out with us in Discord. We have a lot of fun in there. All of our regular listeners are in there, and new people are dropping in there all the time. So be one of those new people. We will welcome you. Go to Twitter, click on the Discord link in our bio. Love you.
We always want to honor our wonderful patrons, especially on a Patreon pool week. We love you guys having input into the games. But an especially big shout out to our producer level supporters, which are Zion, Gimbarino, Alex, and Dear Baby. You guys go above and beyond to help make this show continue to be amazing. Also, we want to say welcome on board to Zach, who has decided to support us on Patreon as well. So
thank you,
big
Zach.
Shout out to Zach. Thanks for hopping on board.
Welcome, Zach.
Welcome.
Also, really cool news that has to do with patrons is not only have our t-shirt designs been selected, but we've purchased the first t-shirt to see how it looks and feels. And guys, it's better than we thought. So
yeah, it's hype. It's real hype around here.
We're really excited about this. I think, honestly, here's the thing. We have only released the t-shirt artwork to our patrons. It's time to kind of let everybody see that, right? So that they can know and kind of make plans what they want in the new year. So this week, we'll put up the two designs that our patrons selected so that you can kind of see what t-shirts will be coming your way in just a few weeks, guys.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be a big year,
away. And then you'll be able to wear your first New Game Plus swag, and it's going to be Liddy.
Up in her. It's a Christmas miracle. We got Yeezy, NGP Yeezys coming on the way.
Gross.
Dab around the Christmas tree.
Oh my goodness. I'm
dabbing
like
around
this episode.
The Christmas tree.
Dabbing around.
Have a little tea.
I'm so close to walking out of the room right now.
Follow us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch at NGP Podcast. You can go to our YouTube channel, New Game Plus Podcast. Nolan, I don't know if he's going to continue to do it. I hope he does. It's not a retro video game, really, but he's playing Dragon Age 3. What are you playing? Demon Souls 3. What are you playing?
Dark Souls 3.
Super Mario Brothers 3.
And here's the deal. I'm streaming it tonight or tomorrow.
It's actually so interesting and so much fun, and he's already kind of good at the game and knows the games. I don't know, it's just a lot of fun to watch. He does it live on Twitch, and then he'll later put up a video on our YouTube. But we've got other regular content that's coming up as well, so make sure to check out our social media sites. Listen to us directly every Monday morning on your podcast provider, whichever one you want. Subscribe so that you're the first to get those new episodes, and while you're at it, leave a kind rating and review. This episode was edited and produced by our friend Tom Tate. Join us next week as we play Dragon Ball GT Final Bout. And if you want to, in the meantime, feel free to play a little bit more Wizard of Oz.
No thanks.
Until then, I'm still Dustin Goku-san.
I'm Toto.
I'm Kanye West.
And this has been an Air Jordan Liddy Dab episode
I quit. I'm out.
New Game Plus.